Okay, show of hands. How many of you podcast listeners think I'm making a lot of money doing this?
Wrong.
In fact, it's costing me, man. Notice we don't have any ads. So, become a patron of the show by going to patreon.com/Steve Charney and become a patron by contributing $1 a month to the cause. This way, you'll feel like a hero. I'll be that much further from the poorhouse. And everyone wins. Patreon, patreon.com/Steve Charney. Plus you get extra stuff that only patrons can download.
You want comedy? Well, this is where you come to Conversations with My Dummy, and I'm just the guy to bring it to you.
I mean, it's gotta be me. You can't have a dummy without a ventriloquist, and how many ventriloquists do you know? Not too many. So it's fallen to me to bring it to you. But of course, on a podcast, I'm working on the honor system here. But I guarantee my lips don't move when Harry talks. Much. Eric Weisberg is my guest. Great banjo player who was literally instrumental in bringing dueling banjos to light. Listen. Huge. He and I are doing a stupid song, Crocodiles Eat Pizza with Their Tails. Really ridiculous. But hey, we can do that here. That's our job. For instance, I'm also doing a rendition of Doidy Doid and Doid, a novelty song from like 100 years ago or something. And you folks in the Midwest or Africa or wherever you're listening to this program, it's supposed to be 33rd and 3rd, but in New York it becomes Doidy Doid and Doid. That's the joke. I love saying that. Doidy Doid and Doid. Okay, here's Harry, and here's the script for today, right here. Take it.
Oh, thank you. Let me see this thing. All right, look, Steve, I'm not going to do this. I'm getting sick and tired of you always writing this material for me that portrays me as this big-mouthed little wise guy.
But that's who you are.
That's not who I am. That's the image that you want to project to the listeners. Well, I'm tired of being portrayed as one-dimensional. I could do other emotions, you know. Have you ever thought of writing something that would allow me to stretch a little? You know, something with pathos, angst. You know, along the lines of Ingmar Bergman.
Harry, you're a dummy. Get that through your head.
But a dummy with a burning desire to touch people.
You know you're not allowed to touch people. You give them splinters.
You know what I mean, Steve. I could do it. I know I can. Just give me the chance. To be or not to be, that is the question.
Look, if you're going to ask a question, then make it sound like a question, not a statement. To be or not to be, say it like a question.
To be or not to be? That is a question.
Actually, I think that's two questions.
I could do Willie Loman, Death of a Salesman.
That would give it a new twist, Death of a Dummy.
How about Merchant of Venice?
Yeah, I could see a Dummy of Venice.
How about Norman Mailer's masterpiece, The Naked and the Dead?
Sure, I could see you doing that, only it would have to be changed to The Naked and the Dumb.
Come on, Steve, give me a chance. Write something that Dustin Hoffman would be proud to do, like Rain Man.
You know, I could see you doing Rain Man, but it's kind of typecasting.
You know, I thought I could get some encouragement from you. I thought that you would support me in my endeavor. What kind of parent are you, anyway?
What are you talking about? I'm not your parent.
Oh, yeah, I forgot sometimes. What kind of ventriloquist are you, anyway? You keep being negative like this, and when I grow up, I'll need to go to a therapist to straighten out my poor mixed-up youth.
I've bad news for you, Harry. You're never going to grow up.
How can you say that? My wood will grow.
No, it won't. You're made of dead wood.
See? See how negative you are towards me? Now just give me a chance to use my potential. I know I can really act. I'm tired of being nothing but a ham.
It's crazy. You are just a simple character. You are not a great actor.
Try me. Try me.
All right. I'll tell you what. I'll write a new script for you.
I want intensity.
I'll give you intensity.
I want pathos.
I'll give you pathos.
Well, down on the east side, on Doidy Doid and Doid, that's our home. Sweet home, yeah. Some people think it's the home of black guys, just because guys don't wear suits and silk ties. Well, that just ain't true. They just say that in fun. Real east side folks are the best folks that come. They give their shirts, only they ain't got one. Down on Doidy Doid and Doid, yeah. Now down on the east side, on Doidy Doid and Doid, that's a home sweet home, yeah. Folks buy pianos for $1 down, then wait with sticks for the guy to come round. Now God help collectors when they come to call. Three flights of stairs is a terrible fall, especially with hard marble floors in the hall. Down on Toity Toid and Toid. Yeah, well, down on the east side, on Toity Toid and Toid, that's our home. Sweet home. Fellas don't dress in a top hat and tails. $6 they pay for a suit to the males. Now they don't go in for that European stuff. They wear tight pants with a 7-inch cuff. Now after the rains, they look stylish enough. Down on Toity Toid and Toid, yeah.
Harry has been complaining that all the scripts I write for him portray him as one-dimensional.
Right.
That he wants a chance to expand as an actor.
Right. Todd, I've always played a little wise guy with a big mouth. Give me a part I can sink my teeth into. Something I can prove to a Broadway producer that I'm more than a ham, but a thespian to be reckoned with.
All right, I think I've come up with something here. Now, since it's only you who's dissatisfied with your role, I kept mine pretty much the same. I want you to take the script and go outside. We'll pretend we're starting the show all over again.
All right. Hand it over. Let's take it from the top.
All right. Wait for your cue. Okay. Here goes. Ah, I think I hear Harry now. Harry, how are you, old buddy? Harry! Harry!
My soul! Is on fire.
Really? What's the matter?
My pain is the pain of a thousand eons reflecting like small shards of glass down the corridors of time.
Want some aspirin?
Woe to me! Forsooth, the angst that I dread is upon me now. After all, what's life? What's death? What's love?
What's that schmutz on your chin? You might want to wipe that off there. No, a little bit to the left, down. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you got it now.
My heart cries out to the masses to teach me the anguish of perpetual perpetuation. The magnet is swallowed, and I stick to the refrigerator. Of life, to it. Of death, to it. Of love, to it.
Yes, you are a twit.
I pound upon my chest and cry to the heavens, why me? Why me?
Because you're a nudge.
Silence! I must seek silence in the silence of silent assignments. Come, death! You shall be my guide. Alack! Alack!
What do you like?
Alack the sound of death as it hoofbeats clomp on the cobblestones of my aneurysm. Oh, death, if you give me thy hand...
You mean thy hoof?
If you give me thy hoof, I shall fall to my knees and kiss it.
Ugh, after clomping on those cobblestones, it must be pretty dirty.
Okay, that does it. I just came to the incredible realization.
I don't think I wrote that in the script, how you're improvising.
We're not doing the script anymore, Steve.
Oh. All right, well, what's this realization you just came to?
I've been worried that I'm just a one-dimensional character, that I was unable to stretch the envelope, to take risks, to show other emotions than just one. But now I see what the real problem is.
Oh, what is it?
I'm not a one-dimensional actor. You're a one-dimensional writer.
I'm Steve Charney, of course. I haven't changed my name recently. And joining me is Eric Weisberg.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Eric. Eric, now what? Well, Eric, as you know, because I've already told you, it's always great having you on the show. For those of you who may not have heard him on the show before, or by some wild chance have never heard the name Eric Weisberg, Eric is a banjo player. How long have you been playing banjo? I mean, been in the business?
In the business. I joined the Tarriers in 1959, but I've been playing since 1947.
You don't look more than 25 years old.
Right.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
1959, you've been doing... Okay. And, of course, Eric is particularly famous for playing on Dueling Banjos and the movie Deliverance, and basically your name and Dueling Banjos is tied together.
Right.
And you get the royalties. And you're rich! And also you do a lot of studio music. Now, give me some of the people you work with. Just a couple.
Oh, man. Well, John Denver's early stuff, Country Roads and all that, Judy Collins, Four Seasons, Barbra Streisand, Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, the Talking Heads.
It just goes on and on.
I once tried to figure out how many sessions I've actually done, and it's somewhere between 8,000 and 10,000.
My goodness.
Yeah. Plus the things I didn't write down, you know.
Yeah. Holy cow.
Yeah, it's a lot of sessions.
Yeah. And now you're gonna do one with me.
Yeah, here I am.
Little doing
another
me.
One. 8,001.
Harry, why have you been so quiet? Steve, I don't know. I'm just overwhelmed with Eric Weissberg being here because we haven't done anything together, and I can't believe it. I'm going to be playing with Eric Weissberg.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just whelmed.
So we're going to do a song called Crocodiles Eat Pizza With Their Tails, and Harry, you're going to help sing with it too, right?
Yeah, Steve.
And Eric's on banjo, and I'm playing the guitar here. Let's do it. Do you decorate your toes?
Yes, sir.
Wear bikinis when it snows?
Yes, sir.
Is your belly on your nose?
Yes, sir.
Then crocodiles eat pizza with their tails?
Yes, sir.
Does your older sister fly?
Yes, sir.
Can you whistle with your eye?
Yes, sir.
Does your belly button cry?
Yes, sir.
Then crocodiles eat pizza with their tails.
Yes, sir.
The strangest things are happening wherever you may go. What will happen next, you may never know. So put your boots upon your head, your hat upon your feet, and go into this great big world and tell me what you meet. Is your yellow sweater red?
Yes, sir.
Can you roller skate in bed?
Yes, sir.
Are there chickens on your head?
Yes, sir.
Then crocodiles eat pizza with their tails.
Yes, sir.
Do you take a bath in dirt?
Yes, sir.
Do you call your mother Bert?
Yes, sir.
Is your feet inside your shirt?
Yes, sir.
Then crocodiles eat pizza with their tails.
Yes, sir.
The strangest things are happening wherever you may go. What will happen next, you may never know. So put your boots upon your head, your hat upon your feet, and go into this great big world and tell me what you meet. Do your sneakers grow on trees?
Yes, sir.
In the summer, do you freeze?
Yes, sir.
Does your toothbrush ever sneeze?
Yes, sir.
Then crocodiles eat pizza with their tails.
Yes, sir.
Do you wash your hair with ham?
Yes, sir.
Do you brush your feet with jam?
Yes, sir.
Are you silly as I am?
Yes, sir.
Then crocodiles eat pizza with their tails.
Yes, sir.
Thanks a lot, Eric Weissberg, helping Harry and I here on the banjo. That was a nice yes sir.
There were some good yes sirs.
Good yes sirs here. Thanks a lot, Eric.
And now it's time for Untrue Facts.
Wait a second. We usually do strange facts, but untrue facts? If the facts are untrue, they're not facts.
Did I ever say they were facts?
You just did.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. You said these were untrue facts.
Well, I know that's what I just said. They're untrue facts.
You're getting me confused.
Is that a fact?
Can we just hear what you have to say?
Sure. Okay. First item with untrue facts. Contrary to what many parents tell their children, it is possible to be sucked down the drain with the bathwater. Now, this frequently happens when a person has been soaking for an undue amount of time in the water. The glue that keeps the molecules of the body together soften, thereby allowing a greater chance for the person simply dissolving and slipping quietly down the drain.
That's not true.
I know, I just said it wasn't.
So why are you telling us all of this?
Because this is our untrue fact segment!
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Now, here's another one. It's also possible to make the vegetables on one's plate disappear without eating them or feeding them to a pet. You do this by pushing the vegetables around on the plate, and you spread them thinner and thinner until eventually you are left with nothing. Zilch. Nada. A vacuum.
That's not untrue. That's just stupid.
Hey, who do you think you are?
Steve.
Is that true?
Yes.
Then it has no place on this segment. Now, if you had said your name was Phil, that I would have accepted, for it would have been an untruth. And untruths are what we are discussing here.
I'm having a lot of trouble with this segment.
Just sit back and relax. Now, the telephone was not invented by Alexander Graham Bell.
It wasn't.
Nope. It was invented by Alexander Graham Telephone. They named the invention after him.
What did Alexander Graham Bell invent then?
Didn't you ever hear of Taco Bell's?
Sure.
Taco was his nickname in college. I used to call him Taco. He invented the tortilla. Originally, they were made out of graham crackers.
You know you're ranting.
Now, here's an interesting tidbit. The sun is not hot!
Get out of here!
I'm serious, Steve. The reason why it appears hot is because the light particles that have traveled the 97 million miles to Earth get really hot from all that traveling. I mean, if you had just traveled 97 million miles at 186,000 miles per second, you'd be sweating up a storm, wouldn't you? Well, wouldn't you? Go ahead, answer me!
Yes, I would.
Aha! So I'm not ranting quite as much as you'd have the listeners believe.
Yes, you are.
But the sun itself is a comfortable 68 degrees Fahrenheit, room temperature.
There are no rooms on the sun, so how could it be room temperature?
There's plenty of room on the sun. There's even talk about the Confederation of Planets of turning it into a parking lot for spaceships.
Would it be alternate side of the street parking?
No, they'd have meters. 10 gabottles for an hour.
I'm not even going to ask you what a gabottle is.
Good, because I don't know.
You know you're a nut.
Speaking of nuts, most people know that the oak trees grow out of acorns. But fewer people are aware that at the end of an oak tree's life, it grows back into the acorn.
I don't think so.
But who's going to sit around for 100 years waiting to see if the tree shrinks back into the acorn? Nobody! That's why very few people know about this. But a very patient person, someone who doesn't mind sitting there for over 100 years, would see this wonder of nature occurring right before their eyes.
That's not even funny. You shouldn't have read it.
You know, you're right. Strike that from the record. Can we wind the tape back and do it again?
Sure.
Good, okay. We'll do it right here. Take it from when you call me a nut.
Right there, that's about good. You know you're a nut?
That's better. Now forget the oak tree idea. Here's an interesting fact. The Random House Dictionary of the English Language was originally written in French.
You know, I'm going to rewind that tape again.
No. This is funny, Steve. This is funny. The problem is, in Random House, everything is done randomly, you see? That's why it's called Random House. It's a mess over there! No organization! No one's really in charge! So is it any wonder that the English dictionary got mixed up with the French one? It was only when large segments of the population of the United States started walking into convenience stores and delis and ordering in French that the mistake was uncovered. Est-ce que vous avez café au lait, s'il vous plaît? They'd say, and no one knew what they were talking about.
What are you talking about?
2 and 2 does not equal 4.
Really?
Yes, really. If you do your math correctly, it comes out to 6.5. That's an untrue fact! Here's another one. Apples are not round. They're triangular. People think they're round because of an optical illusion. But if you hold an apple up against an orange, which really is round, you will see the difference.
Uh-huh.
Well, this is an interesting fact here. Untrue fact. Dogs do not have 4 legs. What is often mistaken for the rear hind leg is, in truth, a second tail. That
That is so hard to believe.
No one's asking you to believe it, Steve. Now, in the song My Country 'Tis of Thee, Sweet Land of Liberty, of thee I sing, the thee in that song was a fellow from Back Bend, Illinois, named Melvin T. Mushhead. See, it's to Mel Mushhead that we're singing that song to. Of thee I sing. You might as well sing, of Melvin I sing.
Why do you say that?
I'm just reporting the facts.
The untrue facts?
But facts, nonetheless!
I can't go on much longer with this.
Fine. Why don't you leave and I'll keep going?
No, I don't think so. End it.
One more?
Make it snappy.
Glass used to be made out of cement.
Okay, we're done.
Don't you want to know why?
No.
Okay, that ends our untrue fact segment for today.
Yo!
Woo!
Yo!
Conversations with My Dummy is produced and written by me, Steve Charney. I pretty much do everything, you know, except for the public domain songs. A lot of them I write myself. And I want to thank Eric Weisberg for helping me play that perfectly ridiculous song, which I did not write, by the way. Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, TuneIn, Google Play, or on my YouTube channel, which, by the way, now has over a million hits, well over a million, and on patreon.com/Steve Charney, where you can become a patron of the show for $1 a month. Harry, why don't you take over?
Right, Steve's website is stevecharney.com. On Facebook, search for Steve and Harry, Conversations with My Dummy. Yeah, like the page, will you? And if you like this podcast...
Yeah? What?
Well, they should spread the word around, man. Spread the word around. Hey, Steve, have you seen that new movie, Constipated?
No, I haven't.
Oh, right. It hasn't come out yet.
Oh, man.